crypto tests investor appetite at lower IPO valuation. Temple doubles valuation in a rare pre-launch ESOP buyback. Infosys hands AI era challenge to CEO-designate Ashish Das. IIT Madras chief proposes multi-session NEET to curb paper leaks.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's begin with Zepto, where the road to an IPO now comes with one big question. What valuation will investors actually accept? That's right, Money Control has learned that some existing investors have begun informally sounding out institutional investors at a post-money valuation of around $3 billion, significantly below Zepto's last private valuation of $7 billion. Now, these are early discussions and not the final IPO price, but sources told us the conversations are meant to test investor appetite before the company finalizes its plans later this week. Now, this shift reflects how much the IPO market has changed. Investors are now placing greater emphasis on profitability and sustainable growth, rather than simply rewarding rapid expansion. Now, interestingly, this comes just days after Money Control reported that Norges and Motilal Oswal had submitted bids for Zepto's IPO at a higher valuation. Motilal Oswal, an early backer of the company, is understood to have bid at a higher price to demonstrate confidence in the management and also to help attract other investors. So while Zepto's IPO plans continue to move ahead, the biggest debate right now is less about when it will list and more about what the market believes it's worth. All right, moving on, an unusual move from Dipinder Goyal's new venture. We're talking about Temple. Money Control has accessed an internal note showing that Temple has launched an employee ESOP liquidity program at a valuation of $375 million. This is almost double the $190 million valuation at which it raised its seed funding just 5 months ago. Now, what's unusual is the timing. The company hasn't commercially launched its first product yet. Around 20 of Temple's 220 employees will be able to sell up to 25% of their vested ESOPs under the program. Now, early stage startups do occasionally offer employee liquidity, but it usually happens at a discount to the last funding valuation. Now, Temple is doing the opposite. So, in an internal email, Dipinder Goyal told employees that external investors are showing interest at a valuation of around $500 million. And he said he wanted some of that value to reach employees before the company closes its next funding round. So, Temple has not announced a fundraising yet. But the buyback suggests the company is preparing for its next phase as it moves closer to launching its first product. All right, next up, Infosys has picked its next chief executive. We heard it in the Money Control podcast as well. But the bigger challenge may only just be beginning. Last week, the company named Ashish Kumar Das as CEO designate. He will work alongside current CEO Salil Parekh for the next 8 months before officially taking charge in April of 2027. Now, the appointment signals continuity. Das has spent more than three decades at Infosys, and the board has chosen an insider at a time when the company isn't dealing with a leadership crisis, but an industry transformation. Now, Salil Parekh's tenure focused on restoring stability after a turbulent period. Under his leadership, Infosys crossed $20 billion in annual revenue and strengthened its position in cloud, digital services, and also artificial intelligence. And today, AI-related services contribute roughly 8.5% of the company's revenue. For Das, the task is different. The question is no longer whether Infosys can adopt AI, but whether AI can become the company's next major engine of long-term growth as enterprise tech spending continues to evolve. All right, finally, could the best way to stop exam paper leaks be to change the way exams are conducted? Now, speaking to Money Control, IIT Madras Director V. Kamakoti said conducting multiple sessions of NEET exam along with multiple question banks could significantly reduce the risk of future paper leaks. Now, his comments come just a day after he was appointed to the center's high-powered task force on examination reforms chaired by Nandan Nilekani. Now, Kamakoti said this year's leak was different from the 2024 incident because it happened at the level of the paper setter, breaking what he described as a system's root of trust. Now, his proposal is similar to the model already used for the Joint Entrance Examination or JEE, where candidates take the exam across multiple sessions with different question papers. Now, the idea is simple. If different students receive different papers, taking one question paper no longer compromises the entire examination. For years, exam reforms have largely focused on stronger monitoring and stricter enforcement. Now, the new approach shifts the focus towards redesigning the exam process itself, making it more resilient against leaks from the start. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the tech and startup team for bringing you these stories. Thank you so much for listening. We air every weekday in the evenings, bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.